Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a nice one out there today. Joe, how's it going?
It's going great. You know, the sun's shining. We're at hump day, Brian, and we're back together in studio for the third straight day. I'm happy. Can't complain.
Can't complain. Weather's beautiful. This is the best week of the entire year. The weather we've had so far, the weather we're going to get. You get something for everybody.
You get a taste of everything.
You got 60s. Like, it hasn't been raining that bad at all. You've got today, like, 70s, mid-70s today and tomorrow. And then you got the 80s and stuff over the weekend. Yeah, you can't ask for anything better.
No, of course I got stuck in the, like, you know, only 10 seconds that it rained in Clarence yesterday. But it was the weirdest thing. You ever get rained on and you see just blue skies in the sun?
Like
the
sun
one,
shower.
Yeah. The one cloud is over.
Yeah.
Sound like Eeyore. Just a little bit of rain, but no, I agree with you. This is, you get a little bit of something for everybody, and I'm excited about tomorrow and Friday and the 70s returning.
Great stuff. I was walking around yesterday. I saw, you know, over the past couple of weeks, they've had like a couple of the big ones out again, but now the full Halloween display is out at the hardware stores.
Okay, so I saw when Lowe's had just three things up front.
The big stuff.
Yeah. Now, I have not been since.
They've moved them, and it's accompanied by everything else.
Okay.
So everything is out. All the Halloween stuff, it's going right now. Blow up, giant stuff. 803-0930 to join us this morning. 803-0930 by giving us a call or a text this morning on WBEN. Have we gone too far? I feel like if you have, you know, an old Halloween decoration, you got a blow up, you know,
jack-o'-lantern,
pumpkin or whatever on it. Yeah. Oh my goodness. That perfect. You just have a regular jack-o'-lantern, you carved a pumpkin, you stick a light in it, something like that.
That was the extent of the decoration at the Beamer house.
You're just, you know, hang up a few cobwebs, the funny gravestones in the front yard. Something like that.
Oh my gosh, I have a front porch now. We're going to have to get back to putting something on it for Halloween.
Oh, don't even bother. Because if your thing is not 12 foot tall, you're just whatever. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, but I don't think that would go in our complex.
Well, I mean, people have been leaving these 12 feet tall skeletons out the entire year.
Yes.
I mean, some of them are making the full circuit here, doing a calendar year, not taking down the skeleton.
I mean, is there a thinking process? I'd like to think their thought process isn't, hey, I'm too lazy to take this down. Their thought process is, I'm going to get my money's worth. Because I saw the price on these things, Brian, when they were at the front of the store.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I could put all the Christmas stuff on my house and not pay that much.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I mean, some people are Halloween decorators. Some people are Christmas decorators. Some people are both. I don't know how that happens.
Now, I know the focus is on Halloween, but this kicks off like 8 months of just the seasonal section at the grocery store going from holiday to holiday to holiday. It goes Halloween to Thanksgiving to Christmas to Valentine's Day to Easter.
It hasn't stopped, though, because the summer's now a holiday. Summer is red, white, and blue.
That's true. That's true.
Everyone's got their summer stuff out. 4th of July now is like a part of it all.
It just seems more ridiculous when December 26th, you're seeing hearts for Valentine's Day put up.
Or Easter eggs.
Yes.
And you see that in some places. I've been seeing the candy corn for over a month.
Yeah, who's stocking up this early?
I actually thought about it.
I know I can't because I know I have no self-control. And if that candy's in the house, that candy's going to be in my belly.
I saw a huge jug. It was a plastic jug of Snickers. And I was just like, what if I just did it now? And
got it out of the way.
You put it somewhere where you're not going to eat them. And then you're good.
Does your son go on hunts? Like, does he start looking? Is he at the edge where he's looking for candies now?
No, not really.
Opening cabinets?
Like, you know, it's, oh, like in the house?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, it's all the candy is in. I mean, we still have an Easter basket up on the shelf. I don't think there's any Easter candy left, but it's whatever, you know, parades, like all that stuff. Any candy that's there, it's there. So okay. He knows where it is. Only allowed to look at it after dinner.
Okay.
And you have to eat what's on your plate.
So he's not like looking at the Lazy Susan, looking for spinning the wheel around?
Four and one, both my kids go into the pantry and they try and like pull out a pack of gummies or something like that. Okay. And I just go, no. And like, luckily they can't, my 4-year-old can like kind of, it's a little tough for him, but like they can't open most packages. The 1-year-old can't really do it.
Right.
And he throws a fit when I take it. And I'm like, no, you're not eating whatever this is that you pull out there.
My son is at the fit stage now. Like he'll take Tupperware and just start running around the house with it. And when I take it away, he's none too pleased.
Oh, yeah. Brutal. It's brutal. But I was thinking about it, you know, just getting the Halloween out of the way. It would be nice to have it out of the way.
Yeah. But you have self-control. I don't. Like, I know I
couldn't really.
Do that.
I don't really. Joe, I've been eating mounds of Cheez-Its every day because last week I decided this is how little self-control I have. Last week, you know, every once in a while, I'm like, man, I get a hankering. I always have a hankering. But like, yeah, I haven't had Cheez-Its in a while. I mean, that's my downfall.
Yeah.
That is my downfall. Just shoveling Cheez-Its
into my
mouth.
Extra toasted?
Regular for me. I like the extra toasted. They're fine. But regular, still nothing tops it. Big might top it, actually. But regular, like, that's my thing. And I'm pretty good, aside from the Cheez-Its. But when we have Cheez-Its in the house, I can't stop. And when I buy Cheez-Its, I don't just buy a box of Cheez-Its. No, I buy the big bulk.
Of course.
Two huge bags in a big box
of
Cheez-Its, and they're always around. And eventually you just get to the point where it's like, well, let me eat all of them now so they're not in the house anymore.
I like that thinking, yeah.
And I don't have to eat them, but I don't have that much self-control. But anyways, was thinking about the Halloween, you know, getting that stuff out. And look at these Halloween decorations, and it is kind of crazy. Who in your neighborhood still is holding on to the giant skeleton from last year? Because, I mean, for real. They're out there.
Like, oh, yeah.
I have had, it is August 21st, and around the corner from me, there is still the giant skeleton out from last year's Halloween.
Now, do you remember them putting that skeleton up? It hasn't been around for 2 years now, right?
No, this was, no.
Okay.
Last year's Halloween, it was up at some time in October, and it's going to make the full calendar run. It was a skeleton over the summer. They put a little, you know, one of those ducky float rings on it.
I want to have this person on.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I'd love to pick their brain.
We had a couple, like there were some demons that were 10 feet tall or something like that that were up for a while. Eventually they went down, like in springtime. Like it took a long time, but they eventually went down when the weather got nice again. Which, listen, you got to take it down by November, mid-November.
Yeah.
At the latest.
You hit a point where it only makes sense to leave it up.
Yeah, but like I can see, all right, we waited until it was nice outside. They at least threw a Santa hat on the one, you know, blood-sucking demon to make it a Christmas thing.
All right.
nothing says it's welcome a Jesus. Like
it's a kiss Christmas.
But the people have gone on. When you buy these things, like, what are you thinking? Where do you store it? How much of a pain is it to set up or tear down? You can let us know, 803-0930. And the one thing I noticed, Joe, yesterday was that the Addams Family's back.
Yeah, now the Netflix show, which I'm not really good with time anymore, Brian. I thought the Netflix show was like popular during COVID, but apparently this is a like last year thing for Wednesday Addams, which did not know the characters on the Addams Family. But that's brought this, like my nephew has an Addams Family toy, like a new Addams Family toy. Yes. Where you hit a button and it plays the song.
See, now we were talking about this a little bit earlier, and I'm like, all right, Addams Family, they're big now. And then I was going through like, oh, who's the best member of the Addams Family? And I just rifled off three members of the Munsters. Because I confused both of them. But which is better, the Addams Family or the Munsters?
So they're not the same, And I know both as black and white television shows, right? I think I'm right with that.
Yes. They used to although now it's a Netflix thing. So
yes. Yeah, the Wednesday Addams.
They expanded. I think the Munsters, there's probably like some Munsters reboots down the line somewhere.
I'm sure. I know both were on Nick at Night at some point. That is my knowledge of old television from the 60s and 70s is Nick at Night after Doug on Nickelodeon back in the 90s. But I couldn't tell the difference, and I'm right now there's actually a website. What's the difference between the Munsters and the Addams Family? They look the same. I mean, it looks just like a continuation. You could tell me this was the same show. Same makeup, same type of look. You could just tell me that the Munsters and the Addams Family are two families on a soap opera.
I mean, when we were talking about this morning, all right, like, so the Addams Family's back. Who's your favorite member of the Addams Family? And my first thing was Herman Munster. I was like, wait, that's not true.
Would be hilarious if Herman Munster was on the Addams Family.
Yeah. Eddie Munster, no. Grandpa Munster, no. They're the Munsters. Yeah. I should have known that. And then you have I was confused. Cousin It. That's an Addams Family thing.
That's the hand?
No, that's the hairball.
Okay.
It's just hair with glasses and a top hat.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Can you picture that?
Yes.
Now, that's an Addams Family thing.
Who's the hand?
The hand, I think, is the Addams Family.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. Again, I, as we've established, I have a little bit of difficulty differentiating the two. But the Addams hand family, is I the just, Addams Family, I'm pretty sure.
When I think Addams Family, I just think sporting event in the 90s. Yeah, exactly. Every Sabres game in the 90s.
Why don't they do that anymore?
Because, you know why? Because the last time they made a playoff run, people complained that they haven't updated their music. I honestly,
who complained?
People were complaining.
Who?
I don't know.
Bring them to me. Because I'm mad at them.
But people were, I remember hearing complaints that people were, they hadn't updated their playlist. And I think now they're trying to get so far away from that.
I'm so mad at them.
Yeah.
I miss all the old stuff. You know what I miss? The cheers. Remember?
Oh, yeah, the
Norm
old...
starts tapping the pencil.
Yep.
Then everyone gets into it, and then all of a sudden you got the whole arena. They used to do that every single game.
Yes.
I haven't seen it in like a decade. What's wrong with it?
Pee Wee Herman saying
it worked every time.
Pee Wee Herman, I'm trying to make a phone call when they were reviewing the play.
Yeah.
They don't do it on the phone anymore.
They don't do any of that stuff.
No.
But someone complain?
I just remember seeing or hearing. I mean,
bring these people to me, Joe.
I was in college, so who knows? Maybe it was just one person, and I thought it was people. But I remember hearing that people weren't happy they hadn't updated the playlist. And now every time I go to a Sabres game, I just think they're trying to get us far away from. But you're right. I bring song two back. Bring all the old things
come
back.
On. Goalie freezes the puck, and you know you're going to have a face off in like 2 seconds. Burn it right now. It was everyone would be into it.
Yes,
let's bring it back. We still got some time before the season starts.
You have more influence than I do. So
you can probably hear me from the press box. I'm right there.
Yeah.
Hey.
Bring back the Addams Family.
Do it. Can you imagine how annoying I'm going to be this year? Do it.
Bring a sign.
What happened? Play the cheers clip. Do it. Remember they used to do the Flintstones. Go, go, Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
Go, go, Buffalo. And when they're all wearing the Buffalo hats, bring it back.
But here's the problem. They probably don't have that video updated for the new Jumbotron.
Oh, Now's the perfect time to do it. You're deciding what to put on the new Jumbotron.
Yeah.
I want break old it in stuff on the old, new Jumbotron.
Yes, I'm all for that.
My favorite part of last season was when they were wearing the black jerseys, and they would show on the current Jumbotron a video of the old Jumbotron.
Ah, yes.
The smoking buffalo.
Yep.
And meanwhile, they were getting a new Jumbo. So we're waiting for a new Jumbotron, and on the current Jumbotron, we're showing a video of the old Jumbotron.
We're obsessed.
Someone make it make sense.
We're obsessed with Jumbotrons in Buffalo, I think.
Ever since it crashed.
Yeah.
We can't get enough. So the Adams family had, I mean, they had like a weird butler guy who didn't talk. They had a mob boss and they had Wednesday Adams and Porky Adams. I don't know if that's his name. That's just, I'm making up a name as I'm looking at a picture of him.
They had Lurch.
What's Lurch?
Lurch was one of the...
Is that the big guy?
Must be. Ted Cassidy played Lurch.
He's the big, you know, he's like the butler guy. He's the scary guy, doesn't talk.
Okay, yes.
Uncle Fester is the hair. And then who's the hand? The hand, now until recently when you have this Wednesday stuff going on, so she's now the big star of the Addams Family. The hand was the star of the Addams Family.
Yes. But you could have told me that was the Munsters. I mean, that's how just out of the loop I am.
Mm-hmm. But the Addams Family came first.
Now, that's interesting.
They had a theme song. They came first. They were originally a New Yorker cartoon. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
We were making fun of Ted Lasso, spun off of a commercial, right? This is a whole, I mean, movies, TV, video games, spun off of a cartoon in the New Yorker. Who thought that would be a success? Dilbert didn't last long as an actual show.
No, that was on Comedy Central.
Was.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
The Addams, I mean, the fact that the Addams Family is still a thing, right? I mean, that is one successful cartoon.
Oh, that was Thing.
Thing.
Lurch was the butler. Thing was the hand.
Thing. Okay. Just a random hand.
Pugsley Adams. So I was pretty close with Porky.
Now, who was Pugsley?
He was the Porky kid.
Okay, now I thought that kid was in the Munsters. Now that I'm looking at a picture of this kid.
Eddie Munster was in the Munsters, the Dracula kid. You could tell he was in the Munsters because his last name was Munster. That's a telltale sign that you're part of the Munsters. It's when your name is Munster.
The Munster. I'm seeing the Munsters used more makeup. That is the difference.
Well, yeah, I mean the dad was Frankenstein.
Yeah.
So they're in, you know, Adam's family, the guy's just a little creepy.
Right.
Looks like Al Capone took Halloween a little too seriously. That's basically what he is, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Okay. I'm starting to see the differences now.
Can't beat Grandpa Munster on our text line. Our text board, big Munsters guy or Munsters people, and the Adams family not getting a lot of love. Except for people know their names. But how about this? I don't know if this is true, but I'm going to go with it and tell this to people all season long once I'm getting ready for hockey season here. The Sabres played the Addams Family song because they were in the Addams Division.
Ooh.
That's what a texter said. I don't know if that's true.
No, because I feel like they played it.
But that's too good of a little tidbit for me to assume it's not.
I don't want to throw water on this because I'm not sure if I'm right or not. But the only time I had a knockoff Jock Jams CD that I talk about all the time, it had the Addams Family song on it, which makes me believe it was just a popular thing to play when.
Oh, it definitely was.
They put speakers at.
But
arenas.
I'm going to say from now on the rest of my life, the Sabres played the Addams Family song because they were in the Addams Division.
So, I mean, here we go. Bring back the Addams Division.
Throwback nights.
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
Yeah.
I'll be. Did you snap or clap when they played it?
I couldn't snap until I was in my teens.
Really?
I couldn't whistle until I was in my teens either.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
You ever, your son's a little too young, but like soon he'll start to try and whistle? Hilarious.
I can't wait for that.
Hilarious. When a little kid tries to whistle and they're just like...
He'll do that, like, so I'll like blow on his food to like, you know, hey, I'm cooling down your food, and he'll try to imitate that, and it's
that was the first word my youngest said was... It meant hot.
Yeah. My son also, my wife and I were a little immature. She probably won't want me to say this on the air. And sometimes we'll get bored and try to make our dog howl. And now he's trying to like imitate us howling like the dog. It's the cutest thing.
Oh, I hate howling dogs in my house. We get enough of it. Every time the dog howls, I want to throw a shoe at him. I don't want to.
No, you said want to. You said want to. What is the Munsters theme song? We're talking about the Addams Family. I can't even think of the Munsters theme song.
They should have just stole it. No, who would have noticed? They're like, yeah, I like the show, right? Would have worked out for both guys. Are you decorating for Halloween yet? What do you think of these crazy things that you see? They're in stores now. How early is that seasonal creep? I mean, it's going to be 80 this weekend. They're putting candy corn on the shelves? Come on. 803-0930, BMAZ and BMR on WBEN.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer here on WBEN, just talking about Halloween, as it's a beautiful August day, of course, because everyone wants me to.
Yeah.
We're needed to.
We're drawing people to the stores, apparently.
The stores are flooded with the Halloween stuff. The seasonal creep, is it too much for you? 803-0930 with what you think on WBEN.
You know, the big thing, the thing that I could actually see if you're like really into it is putting your costume together. Like, I could see going to Party City right now or Pop Party across the street and going, okay.
When it's not all picked over.
Yeah. Like, I remember, love my parents, don't get me wrong, but, like, there were times we would go for costumes, and they'd already say, oh, I'm sorry, we're out of your size.
Yeah.
You know, the Red Ranger was very popular.
The thing is, though, with, like, kids, you ask now, hey, what do you want to be for Halloween? I mean, that'll change 10 times between now and Halloween.
What is the popular Halloween costume? I guess I should probably go check it out.
Apparently, Wednesday Addams.
Yeah,
the Addams Family.
That's true.
I mean, I don't know. Did you put coffee in the soda stream, by the way?
I did. I wouldn't recommend it. I think what I have
tried.
I think what I have going now is fine. You've got the coffee, and then I got, you know, a nice can of Wegmans sparkling water. That's a nice combination. I don't think we need to put them together.
Yeah. It was worth the effort.
Yeah, I mean, carbonation, coffee, which is already something that can cause heartburn, and then carbonation, which can kind of exaggerate that. So they're good separate, but I'm glad I tried it.
I'm glad you did, too.
Yeah.
It was worth a try.
Yeah.
You like both. Why not both? Well, that's why. It tastes awful.
Yeah, it tastes awful, and it just did not feel good going down. That's all.
People are saying, you know, can you find two people who actually know about the Munsters and the Addams Family? We're trying to find out. We're trying to differentiate the two. Because I didn't know that the Addams Family was back. All like half of the big, huge Halloween display things were Addams Family. And, you know, when you're not hip to it as much, you definitely wonder why. Like, why am I seeing all of this all of a sudden, right? Like, you walk into the home improvement store and all of a sudden you got the Adams family hanging around, you might ask, like, what's going on here? So that's what I was doing. And I confused the Munsters with the Adams family, because how could you not? The two scary families.
Two scary families, two black and white shows. They kind of had the same theme. I think one was just a network copying the other.
Probably.
Right.
And the Munsters did it better.
You think
in
so?
In my opinion. From my faded memory.
I could not remember.
The Addams Family had the hand and the theme song. But the Munsters, I think the Herman Munster. Now, the Munsters was funny. Was the Addams Family funny?
I think they were both supposed to be funny, yeah.
Were they?
I hope so.
I mean, the Munsters was definitely supposed to be a comedy.
I don't think Wednesday Addams is supposed to be funny from the very limited previews I've seen.
Well, it could be. It could supposed to be funny. You know, it could be trying to be funny, but maybe it's just,
yeah,
you don't find it funny at all.
No, it fell flat.
Somebody on the text board saying that we have no clue about these old shows, but I know more than you, and I take offense to that because nobody knows more about old shows than you.
Well, certain old shows.
You watch Columbo all the time.
I know about Columbo and the stars on Columbo.
Columbo, you're watching Seinfeld all the time, which is an old show.
Yeah, but Seinfeld was the first show my parents let me stay up past 9 to watch. That's my memory of Seinfeld.
But at this point is an old show.
Okay. I like Frasier, but Frasier's
it's an old show.
Frasier's on now, though. They're making new Frasiers.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. I mean, the original run's been off the air for like 20 years.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe even more.
No, it's exactly 20 years.
The Office is kind of an old show.
Yeah.
It's been off the air for about a decade. It's an old show.
How I Met Your Mother's been off the air for 11 years.
Here's the thing, though. Is there such a thing as an old show anymore? Like, when you are deciding what to watch, 803-0930 to join us, if you are deciding what to watch, does it matter to you if it's new or old?
No.
Doesn't at all?
No.
Like, you won't see something and it looks like 80s, 70s and go, eh.
No, of course not.
A movie, TV, anything?
Yeah, no. I actually have to say, and maybe I'm just getting more lame, but I don't watch much TV. Like, I don't have the time to watch as much TV as I used to, Brian. So if I'm sitting down, and it's not, usually if I'm sitting down watching TV, it's a sporting event. You mentioned college football starts this weekend. That's going to dominate my TV watching. But now, like, if the Mets aren't playing, I want to watch something that I know I'm going to like. I have such little time to watch TV. I don't want to waste it on something that is a big question mark. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I think that's why, like, okay, I could try this new show. I could try Wednesday Addams out. Or I can watch two episodes of Seinfeld that I know I'm going to laugh at. Or Columbo's a little too long to say an hour.
And how often do you rewatch shows?
That's about all I do.
803-0930. Because I don't think there's such a thing as an old show. It's the same way we've talked about music before with this. Like, the way people look at music now, like, everything's new to you. Like, it's not because you're not going to the store, because everything's usually on, like, a streaming platform or wherever, and there's not a ton. I mean, sure, you can go in, like, the new tab or whatever.
Right.
But generally speaking, if it's new to you, it's new.
Yes.
Like, it's not like going to the store and all the new releases are right in front of you, and they really only have somewhat current stuff and, like, the standards or greatest hits albums. Like, we've entered an age where, like, everything's up for grabs.
Yeah.
And old stuff can be just as popular as new stuff. And we've seen that, you know, a few different things. Music has definitely taken a hold. I feel like it hasn't with TV just yet. But part of me thinks we're maybe starting to get there. That not everything has to be brand new. The HD thing, I think, kills a lot of it, though. Like, if something's not in HD, I feel like a lot of people will pass it by.
You might have a point.
Because you're like, oh, not in HD. Like, what am I doing here? I got an HD TV and I'm watching a box.
Well, that's why Seinfeld was smart to touch up every episode to HD.
They did that with The Simpsons on some, and everyone complained because they cut out parts of the frame to make it HD for the early seasons when they went streaming on Disney.
Do you know what show has never been converted to HD?
No.
Columbo.
Yeah, well, it's not surprised. Not surprised there at all.
But I agree with you because there are shows that were popular when we were younger, Brian, that I just, you know, never got around to watching. You know, you didn't have everything on demand. And, you know, I at some point in my life would like to go back and watch, and those will be shows that by the time I finally watch them will be 20, 30 years old, but I have an interest. I have an, you know, why was this show so popular? Why did so many people talk about it? ER is one of those shows. ER was huge in the 90s. That's a show that one of these days I might want to go back and watch.
Really?
Yes, because everyone talked about it.
But why would you go back and watch it? Like, what would separate? Why would you rather watch ER than Grey's Anatomy or whatever the thing is now?
Because the thing, whatever the thing is now, Grey's Anatomy is a good example.
Is that still on?
I don't know.
To me is like the next. It was ER. On.
But when it started, people were still talking about network TV like they did in the 90s, right? Because that show's been around for 20 years. But whatever the thing is now, that's not Grey's Anatomy. Nothing will have the buzz as a show from the 90s. That's why.
Yeah, because if you were on TV, to go back to Seinfeld.
Yes.
why are you watching it? Because it's on TV.
Yep.
And like, as stupid as that sounds, especially nowadays, there was a long period of time, most of our history, actually, like maybe up to what? The year 2000? Probably even longer, 2005? That was true.
Yeah.
But why are we watching? Because it's on TV. There was five things on TV. Like, things were super popular. And you just kind of watch it. I remember reading something one day. It was about the shows that they would put around Friends and Seinfeld. And, you know, they were listing off these shows that nobody remembers. You know, just like, I don't want to call them awful because I've never seen them. But the general, like, consensus was, like, going back a while, they were no good.
Right.
They only lasted a little bit. And, like, 20 million people watched it because it was just on TV.
Yeah.
And no one wanted to change the channel. Now you can't get away with that. So, like, you look back to some of those shows, and I feel like they're probably not as good or not as interesting because there wasn't the competition that you face now.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. Bob Patterson, I say this all the time, Bob Patterson had, like, 14 million viewers. If you had 14 million viewers on Network Now, Brian, you would get paid a substantial amount of money because no one draws those numbers anymore for a sitcom. But in 2000, that got canceled after four episodes because 14 million wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, I think you said 2005. I actually think that stopped when Netflix got its first competition. Right, so Netflix was the first, you know, they went from the mail-in DVDs to a streaming platform. When Hulu finally came around and brought networks with them and said, hey, we're just going to dump our catalog on here, I think that's when people finally started this move away. It's been like a decade in the making.
Netflix definitely has a big, like, part in that because it's cataloged all the stuff. Netflix is, somebody on the text board mentioned Breaking Bad, and that got big. Netflix, it wasn't like a big show its first couple of seasons on TV. It wasn't until, I think, like after its second season, people started watching on Netflix and going, hey, this is a really good show. And then they started to watch it on real TV. And that is still a show, I think, you know, if you talk about rewatching something, that's something you need to take a break. You can't just watch it and you can't really just jump in.
Right.
Because it follows a linear story. It's tough to just pick out an episode the way you can, like Seinfeld or The Simpsons or a lot of sitcoms. But that's one that's good enough you can rewatch it and rewatch the entire thing, which is like five seasons. That's a lot of TV if you had the time to rewatch. But you could go back and start that, and even though it has a flip phone and outdated technology, and right, like some of the things might seem a little dated, I think people would go back and watch that and treat it just like a new show, and hey, it's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of other shows like that, but it's got to make it hard for the new shows to compete. Like, I'm not just watching you because you're the new thing, where that might have happened even 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone watched Tiger King because it was the new thing.
Well, and the pandemic.
But yeah. But when the pandemic hit, 2020, I mean, this is less than 5 years ago, everyone staying at home, and everyone watched this Tiger King show. And I think because it was the new thing on Netflix at the time, you could have watched literally anything.
Yeah.
Watch whatever's on TV, any of the back catalog, any of the things on the other apps, which there were plenty by then. But everyone watched the new thing, Tiger King. Can I tell you something about Tiger King? It stunk.
Yeah.
I mean, it was interesting. Could have been a movie. It was like 7 hours long or something like that. It could have been two. Or 1.5,
but
easily.
It's also Netflix, that was one of the first shows that they started releasing weekly, not just all at once. And I think that built it up even more because it was something where, hey, this crazy guy, they're only two episodes in.
I don't think that happens anymore, though. I don't think people just go, oh, this is the new thing. Like, let's check out the new thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think 2020 is, I think it kind of stands alone because The Last Dance was, you know, it was, everyone was talking about that documentary about, you know, the last, Jordan's last season with the Bulls, right? I mean, is that as popular now if it comes out when people are doing other things? Like, I think the pandemic did have its, a reason why these shows were so popular.
Yeah, that's probably spot on. Also, that gets no attention now.
Yeah. Also, The Last Dance was about something in the 90s, and people... And Michael Jordan was...
It's about the most popular athlete.
Yeah, of all time.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, he was like the one... Might have been the last time I watched basketball. Right. So Michael Jordan. This is the last guy. You cared about him.
Yes.
Like, I don't really care. I probably watched some of the LeBron, you know, when he was with Cleveland. And they played...
The 3-1 comeback.
Yeah. Did they play 3 years in a row against Golden State in the final?
And they were down 3-1, and they came back and won the series.
I mean, I probably watched some of those games, or at least pieces of them.
Yeah.
Or they were on the bar when I was there, and, you know, you looked up a couple times. But the last time I purposely tuned in was to watch him.
Right.
I mean, you don't get that kind of star power anywhere today.
No. No. It's not there's no one that's the draw that Michael Jordan was to the NBA.
No. Not even Brady.
No.
Going for the perfect season that one year, maybe, but that was for the perfect season. It wasn't like Tom Brady's on TV. Got to go, like, stop what you're doing and watch it. Brady, that's the most popular sport.
Tom Brady and Randy Moss, like two of the biggest names of our, you know, of that decade.
You never had it. Somebody's saying Sons of Anarchy is a good rewatch show to go back on. Like all these shows that I think people will go. I love Breaking Bad. I never watched Better Call Saul. Well, I watched the first season. But I just, you know, you fall out of it. You don't have time to.
Is that
just
a prequel or a sequel?
It's a prequel.
Okay.
And I don't know what happens. But I loved it. It was just as interesting as Breaking Bad was. I just stopped watching. You know, I don't have time to watch anything.
Yeah.
I never watch anything that's you need to follow along because I will fall off. I am still waiting to watch the last episode of Ozark. Came out like 3 years ago. I've watched the entire series. I haven't watched the finale.
That's a reason that I'm really bad at like rewatching something like you said Breaking Bad. You have to watch it mm-hmm. in order because
you have to keep with it.
Yeah, you have to keep
it's
with it.
It's a job.
And I already know what's going on. Like I have a channel that plays nothing but Boston Legal, but I watch Boston Legal. So like I'll watch that. But I could never just watch it in order back for the five seasons. Like I just don't. I guess I don't have the kind of interest that I used to in just staring at
time,
TV. Yeah. I have a life, you know?
You're 20 years old. You have nothing. You're watching more TV than anybody. That's why people love it.
Yeah.
You know, attract the people who are watching all the TV.
I was 20 years old and doing overnights at KB. Believe me, I watched a lot of, you know, 5 hours of the same series.
That's how I watched Breaking Bad. It's here. What do you think we were doing? Would you buy any of the big, tall 12-foot skeletons while we're talking about them?
No,
they're too much money.
It's funny that I had the money is the number one thing. But you know, my thing is Christmas and that's what I'm focused. And ever since we moved into our new place, I'm like, how am I going? I have a home front now. How am I going to dress this up? How are we going to dress? I've already told my wife that we're having two Christmas trees, one for each floor. But how are we going to dress this up?
Like
but now
the
I'm
White
thinking,
House.
What's that?
You're like the White House.
But now I'm thinking, okay, how, you know, what am I going to do for Halloween? Well, I have to obviously have the pumpkin out front. But do I go any further than that? I just can't imagine me being one of the people that goes, my focus will be on Christmas.
How did Halloween beat Christmas in having like the huge stuff? You know what I'm saying? Like the 12-foot skeleton, and then it was very quickly followed up by the 12-foot scarecrow, like pumpkin guy, werewolf, like all these things. How, I mean, Christmas, I feel like, was the original decorate your house yes. holiday, but you don't see humongous Christmas stuff, do you?
Well, no, you do have the blow up Santa.
But that's not that big.
Yeah, no.
It can't be that big. It'll blow away.
Is this kind of like when you talk about Bluey and adults want to watch kid shows? Is Halloween make you feel like a kid and dressing up your house for Halloween? Kind of puts you back to when you were trick-or-treating?
I could see that, maybe. Or
I mean, Christmas also could make you feel like a kid, but maybe that's why.
I mean, people are really into Halloween.
Yeah.
But I just can't see the effort to put up some of the displays you see around town. I just can't.
No.
I can't wrap my head around it.
No. I mean, I'm thinking about how I'm going to, you know, wrap the lights around the tree in my front yard and around my patio for Christmas.
That's already too much. I already hate the little bit of lights we do.
Oh,
I mean, I love it.
Did
I say hate it?
As soon as we moved into this place, I told my wife, I said, see that tree in our front yard? That's going to have lights on it.
Now, will you do the tree, like the light net? Have you seen those?
No.
It looks like a fisher net with lights on it,
obviously.
You put it
over the tree?
Yeah, you just like...
Like an outdoor tree?
It's like you're catching an octopus.
That might be what I'm doing. Because I got to find a way to get lights for that. It's a little, like a little new tree. You know what I mean? Like the little thin tree. I got to look. Right now it's got a VT sign in front of it, which I know is surprising. Yeah. I got to find a way to get Christmas lights on it.
Good to know if you're looking for Joe's house. Not hard to spot.
Well, actually, a gift given by one of our listeners at last year's Christmas party.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Got that going on. I got to, we'll have the Bills flag going in a couple weeks here, out soon. But we're going hard with the Sabres flag. I'm trying to get the neighborhood to embrace it.
Good.
I'm like the only one on the street. Everyone's got their Bills stuff out, you know, throughout the year. We need to show some support to the boys.
Yeah. We're getting close. You know, everyone, we're talking about Halloween. October is the greatest sports month around, in my opinion. You have college, pro football, NHL. You have baseball playoffs. It's a great month of sports.
I'll be lucky if I catch
the Bills. I know you'll catch the Sabres.
I will catch the Sabres. They've only got like two home games that entire month.
Wow.
Starting out in Europe. Anyways, we'll be back. We're not going to Europe. We're staying right here. We'll be dodging the skeletons and everything on the way to get here tomorrow. Beautiful weather. Enjoy it. Enjoy David Bellavia, who's coming up next after the news with Lucas on WBEN.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.